Fast Eddie here at EAA Radio. In the studio with me today, we have Joe Caraggio from the Young Eagles program. Good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you this fine day?
Doing great. It's been an awesome air venture so far.
I see that you're a vice chairman here for the Air Venture Cup race. That's pretty cool stuff. But you're also involved with the Young Eagles program. What are you doing with them?
Well, I got my start in aviation as a young eagle myself, and ever since I did my first young eagle ride, I started hanging out at the local airport in Brookfield, Wisconsin, where the EAA chapters, chapter 11 and 18 kind of took me in, and I started hanging out there and participating in the EAA chapters and helping out on the ground. They were doing young eagle rallies, and also once I got my pilot's license, I started giving young eagle rides myself.
How long ago did you start?
That's probably about 22 years ago. I started when I was 12.
So you have come full circle then.
That's correct, yeah.
There are many stories of pilots who got their start with a Young Eagles flight, and here we are talking to you who's actually done it.
Yeah, and the person who gave me my Young Eagles ride as well is Eric White. And he was a young eagle himself, so I'm a second-generation young eagle, and anybody that I give a young eagle ride to is a third-generation young eagle.
Wow, there's a lot of legacy there. We've met the 1 million mark on the young eagle flights. We did that, what, about 5-6 years ago?
I think that was all the way back in 2007.
Okay, maybe a little longer than that.
but anyway, we're up to 2.3 million kids now.
2.3. Oh, that's fantastic. And if we keep getting pilots out of that, it proves the worth of the program.
Absolutely.
Now, I understand you're up for an award.
Yes, sir.
The Phillips 66 Leadership Award?
Yep.
How did you get nominated for that?
You know, I'm not even sure how I got nominated for it. I was kind of taken aback when I got the letter announcing the award. Volunteered for the Young Eagle program, both on the ground and flying, for, like I said, 22-ish years. But my main contribution, I think, to the Young Eagles program has been some of the people that I've given Young Eagle rides to that expressed more of an interest in aviation than the average young eagle. I've taken some time to mentor them, help them with college applications, scholarship applications, mentor them through starting airline careers through college and things like that.
It must make you feel good to see these eager kids getting set up and being a part of that.
It does. You know, just this past Saturday, I was out in Mitchell, South Dakota, which is the starting line for the Air Venture Cup. And for the past, I don't know, 8 or 10 years, as a part of the airport open house that we do at the starting line for the Air Venture Cup, we've added a Young Eagle event to our time out there. And this past year on Saturday, or this past Saturday, we had we flew 92 kids. I got to fly three of them, and one of the young men that I was able to give a ride to, he was 13 years old, and he was super interested in aviation. You could tell that he had done some studying, knew all the parts of the airplane. And so when we were able to get off the ground, I let him fly the entire Young Eagle flight and retract and lower the landing gear. And when we got back, he was super excited. You could see the smile on his face. He was talking with his mom about what it's going to take for him to earn the money to get his pilot's license. And it just so happened that the flight instructor that's local out there in Mitchell, South Dakota, was around. So we were able to hook the two of them up together so that they could meet and talk about how he can get started in getting a pilot's license and what he should be doing now between when he's now 13 and a little bit older age to actually start his training.
You want to bet that kid solos at 16?
I really hope so. I really hope so.
Did you solo when you at 16 by any chance?
I did. I soloed on my 16th birthday and got my private pilot certificate on my 17th birthday.
What did you solo in?
I soloed a Cessna 150 down there at Capital Drive Airport where I got my first Young Eagle ride.
Were you scared, nervous, or just overwhelmed with things to do on that flight?
You know, it was almost like a normal flight. Yeah, there was a lot of excitement leading up to it. I started flying, like I said, when I was 12, so I had a lot of flight time in already by that point. And I was so excited to be able to go out and actually do my first solo. So at first light on my birthday, we were out at the airport getting the airplane ready. My mom had to drive me out there because I hadn't gone to the DMV yet to do my driver's test. and went out and did my first solo on runway 27 at Capital Drive Airport.
It must have been a great feeling when you got back on the ground after that third lap around. Did they rip your shirt off too?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, they cut my shirt tail off, and I still have it to this day.
That is definitely a great keepsake, for sure. My solo was a pie in the face. It was fun, though. How many Young Eagles have you flown?
You know, I'm just shy of 100 Young Eagles right now, which isn't a huge amount for the average Young Eagle pilot, but I do pride myself in trying to go the extra mile with each of the Young Eagles that I fly with and try and see what their level of interest is and figure out the next steps for them.
Well, now you let this kid fly your airplane. Obviously, he was super enthused. Have you done that with any of the other Young Eagles?
Absolutely, yep. I try and if they're comfortable with it, I try and give them the opportunity to fly the airplane at any opportunity that I can.
And of course, the result is the same. The kids walking on air when they get on the ground.
Absolutely. And you know, for this gentleman, I'm also a flight instructor, so I was also able to sign it off as flight instruction and explain to him that our flight on Saturday does count if he does go ahead and get a pilot's license.
He's got what, 20 minutes of flight time there, maybe a little more?
Exactly. Yep.
Nice. What kind of plane was he flying?
A Lance Air Legacy.
Nice. Not a bad ride.
No, not at all.
Are you going to continue with the Young Eagles program?
Absolutely. You know, I just moved to Phoenix, Arizona not long ago, and I'm looking to get hooked up with the local chapters down there and participate in some of their Young Eagles rallies. I work as an airline pilot now as well, so my schedule a lot of times keeps me away on the weekends when we're doing these Young Eagles rallies, so it's only a matter of getting the schedule to work out, and I'm very excited to be more active with the Young Eagles program down there.
Well, all you have to worry about with the airline job is just the seniority. As you move through the ranks, you'll be able to do that.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure the chapter in Phoenix will be glad to have you.
Yep.
Especially if you bring your own airplane, you know, that always helps.
Absolutely.
So where do you see yourself 20 years from now with the Young Eagles program?
Well, I hope that in 20 years looking back, I'll be able to see some Young Eagles that have taken the plunge and gotten their pilot's license and either for a career or a hobby and to have been some small part of that.
That's a very realistic goal for sure. That's going to happen because it happened to you and it's going to happen again to other people. When you go home at night after doing Young Eagles, how do you feel?
You know, not only does it make me feel good to have expose somebody to aviation, but it also renews my passion for it too, because you can't help but get excited when you see the smile on some of these kids' face when they get out of the airplane, the excitement and how fast they're talking because they just very much so enjoyed the experience, and it renews my passion for it as well.
You know, we're forgetting two of the bigger influences here on the children, and that's mom and dad. What is their reaction when they see their kid absolutely aglow?
You know, a lot of times it's big smiles and they're excited as well, but they're also apprehensive. That was one of the really neat things about this young man that I was talking about earlier out in South Dakota. His mom was all excited about it as well and wanted to help him take the next steps to learning to fly. And some of the parents get a little apprehensive maybe because they're not quite comfortable with flying or not sure whether or not it's safe for their children to do. And then there's another group that are very enthusiastic and are looking for information as far as how to help their kids reach their goals in aviation. And those are the ones that are really fun.
So, Joe, is there anybody out there that you'd like to thank for being where you are today?
You know, the list of people that have helped me out and helped me through my aviation experience, both for a career and as a hobby, is a very long list. It certainly starts with Eric White and the Young Eagle ride that I got, but all of the people, all of us EAAers, I think myself included, are very adamant about helping get people involved and are super generous with their time. And so I'd really like to thank all of the people involved in the Young Eagles program, as well as volunteering for EAA, because it's one of the largest collection of awesome people that I've ever had the privilege to be a part of, and part of what keeps me coming back to AirVenture as well.
Now, you have another airplane that you've got. You're flying Young Eagles in a Long Easy, is it?
That's correct. Yeah, I started a Long Easy project about 10 years ago when I was 20, well, I guess it would be 12 years ago when I was 22. And it took me 8.5 years to build. And a lot of these same people helped me out with the build as well and helped me realize my goal of building an airplane. And now I'm flying the Long Easy. It's based down in Phoenix. And I've given Young Eagle rides in that airplane as well. So I think it's pretty neat that the Young Eagles that have gone for a ride in the Long Easy, it was their third generation Young Eagles, and they got their Young Eagle ride in an airplane built by a Young Eagle.
That's incredible. We've been talking with Joe Caraggio here. He's up for the Phillips 66 Leadership Award. My name is Fast Eddie. This is EAA Radio.